You're listening to The Alan Stock Show on KXNT.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
518 here at KXNT. Any good afternoon? I guess, yeah, Megan and Harry went to that little chapel. This little chapel, little teeny place that held, what, thousands of people. I have no idea.
Not any tiny.
Yeah, a little teeny chapel there on the by the sea. Anyway, yeah, the big wedding was on Saturday, of which I was neither invited nor would have gone had I been invited, so I didn't attend. You didn't either. Neither one of us did. But it's okay because I mean I don't, you know, I'm not chummy with royalty or anything like that at all. The question though is not as much about their wedding as it is about the idea of a destination wedding. I find it interesting that people will have destination weddings and expect people to show up for them. I mean, I think it's unusual because that means you have to put out a lot. Think about it. What if some, you know, somebody's getting married in, let's say, Maui, an example. I mean, I love Maui. Go there once a year. It's terrific. But think about it for a second. I mean, that means you have to go and you have to spend a lot of money flying to Maui and getting a, you know, yourself a place there and everything like that. And then, of course, you're expected to contribute to either a gift or I'll tell you about the gift situation in a second, which I found to be amazing in this particular piece that I saw. But so, I mean, you know, a destination wedding, you know, I wish people would stop thinking about that. Okay, we're going to a destination wedding in June. My nephew is getting married, and he lives in the Bay Area, the North Bay. All right, Marin County. There are a million places you can get married at in Marin or Sonoma and keep it within, you know, make it easy for people to get there. No, no, no. What did they decide to do? They went, they're an hour, if you know where Sacramento is, the capital of California, there's an hour away is a town called Auburn. And another 20 minutes away, up a hill and out in the forest where all the snakes are, is where they're getting married up there. Little teeny cabins. They show us little teeny. We rented a big house. One big house that was there available. Only one. So we got our whole family going to be there. It's a destination wedding. And it's, you know, it's not as convenient for people as it would have been had they kept it in their own backyard. We were invited actually to a destination wedding one time in down in, I believe, Costa Rica. But it was on December 29th. You know where we were, right? We were in Hawaii. So we couldn't go. I'm sorry to turn it down because I really did want to go, but it would have been a lot of fun. But again, it was on December 29th, and we are already in Hawaii. I wasn't going to leave in the middle of my vacation in Hawaii to fly to Costa Rica to go to the wedding and then fly back to Maui again. That would have been kind of would have been a chore, all right? So more than half of those who are invited to attend destination weddings say no. I mean, you know, again, it's expensive. A destination wedding costs a typical guest, a whopping $1,421 on average. Individual. That means a couple's got to pay $2,800 plus. That's what I say. And by the way, that includes travel, gifts, and personal items required to attend. But if the wedding is outside the U.S., hello, Britain, the cost jumps to a stunning $2,500 plus per person. That's, I mean, think about that. You know, I mean, that, it's $5,000. Oh, yeah, I could feel that one big time, too. Oh, man, I'm telling you. And then you still have to get around, right? You have to, okay. Anyway, you get the general idea. If you happen to be a member of the wedding party, you spend even more. It's an average of $1,580. For the in the States, it breaks down about $369 spent on personal items, $344 on gifts, and $867 on travel.
Millions.
Well, I mean, you know, the way things are going there, Mr. President, it could be millions. Now, the most popular locations in the U.S. for destination weddings are, can you guess? Any idea? Any quick idea? No? No idea?
In the U.S.?
Yeah, in the U.S.
Vegas?
No, it's not here.
Hawaii?
No, yes, Hawaii's on it.
Anyway, somewhere in Florida, Miami.
Correct. Hawaii's number three. Florida's number two.
Oh, so
New York?
New York is number 5.
Interesting.
Wow.
Wichita, Kansas.
No, but Texas is number 4.
Oh, okay.
And California is number 1.
I guess people
are thinking about the ocean, you know, let's get married out and, you know.
So like Malibu?
Well, Malibu or down south at Torrey Pines or up north in Big Sur, La Jolla. Yeah, I mean, sure, there are some nice areas.
Watts.
Well, probably not Watts. Probably not
Compton?
Watts.
Compton? Come on.
Probably Compton right in, make the list here. But
because
it says
the bullets.
It says California is all it says. Most popular foreign locations for destination weddings are, you want to take a quick guess on this?
Puerto Rico.
Actually, no.
Not anymore.
Previously,
no,
yeah.
No, they have to have scuba diving equipment to be there.
So. I'm going to say Cabo San Lucas.
No, actually. Uh-huh. Although, you know what? Number 1 is Mexico.
Oh, see.
So, I mean, it doesn't say where in Mexico.
Puerto Vallarta?
Mexico is number 1. Number 2 is the Bahamas. Number 3, Aruba. Number 4, Jamaica. And believe it or not, number 5 is the Dominican Republic.
Mm.
Wow.
Here's the interesting thing, though. The happy couple likely to ask guests to contribute to their honeymoon. I've never heard of this before. Nearly 1/3 of guests were steered to giving to a honeymoon fund and agreed to contribute an average of $322 to help the bride and groom have a really nice vacation. I've never heard of this before.
Well, that's because you're not Latino, Alan. See, in a traditional Latino wedding, we have something called the dollar dance. Actually not the money dance, I should say, is what it's called now.
Don't the Italians have that something like that, too?
Oh, I'm sure.
They did
in
The Godfather. Maybe they came and they walked up to the Godfather and they said, Godfather, I want to give you this envelope on behalf, on behalf of me for you. Remember that one? That was The Godfather 1 for the wedding. It was at the wedding that happened.
Italians and Mexicans, we're pretty similar.
I've had Jews do something similar to that, but I was, nobody gave us any money for, my grandfather did. My grandfather came up to our wedding and he came up to me and he real quietly handed me a $50 bill. And he said, have a good time on your vacation. And your honeymoon. I went, wow, that was cool. That was a long time ago.
Enjoy breakfast, my son.
Yeah. Contributions up to the honeymoon fund are more expensive than the average destination wedding gift. And the bride and groom probably blew their wedding budget, too, so they need money to be able to help with their fund for their honeymoon. I've never heard of that before, where people do that. But again, in various ways, maybe so.
Alan Stock, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on News Talk 840 AM, KXNT.